Welcome to Know Your True Self, a show dedicated to raising the consciousness of humanity. I'm James.
Hey, I'm Samantha.
And I'm feeling loose right now. Not totally loose, but looser than I've been for months, if not longer. If you haven't listened to our episodes recently, I was involved in an injury which left me hospitalized. And coming out of the hospital, I've been extremely tight everywhere in my body for months. And it's been really hard. And then last Friday, I had my first treatment with a doctor who took me through some OMT therapy, and it relieved so much tension that was in my back and my spine. And although I had to get through a day and a half of sort of my body incubating as it was going through this healing process, I'm actually walking again for the first time with enjoyment and pleasure, and it feels like I'm reborn into this world and I'm not so uptight. So the whole theme of this is loosen up, because although this happened to me through a traumatic injury, there's so much that we go through in life that we hold on to, and our physical body becomes blocked. And if we don't pay attention to that and find that ability to release, will in perpetuity be out of balance with the natural flow of universal consciousness.
You told me that the doctor felt your hips and was like, your hips just don't move. This is very unusual. And I guess she got your hips moving. So you've been doing all these like interesting hip movements around the house. Like you can do the Saturday Night Fever dance. Like you could hula hoop if you wanted to. And I've never seen you move that way. And we've been trying to figure out, have you ever been able to move your hips? Like maybe this has been a lifelong condition and you've literally been wound up from not being able to move your hips.
Yeah. And the hip movements, the explorations in its infancy, because my back is still very tender and all the muscles are healing. But yeah, like I was pushing my hip to the side and my arm out. I said, I don't remember ever as a child being able to execute that Saturday Night Fever dance. Right. And it's like, how am I all of a sudden able to do that? I honestly feel like once my back heals, I could turn around without even moving my legs and like stare behind me. Like I feel like my whole body could just swivel, or things that I wasn't able to do before. This could just be because I haven't moved them in a couple months because of the injury. But whatever the case may be, there's so many times where we need to be aware of what's happening to our body and be aware that we don't get too wound up, because I can look back and say that, wow, like I do everything right spiritually with my mind and mentally and meditation. But if I'm not completely open and I can't allow that energetic flow to run through me, I'm still going to be facing a lot of spiritual blocks along my quest for personal development. So how important it is to get body work, which is something that I sort of poo-pooed in my early years. It's just something that I wasn't into. I was so much into the mental, but I mean, you've been practicing body work for a really long time.
Yeah, my mom's a chiropractor, so she's been adjusting me since I was a kid and just doing massage, acupuncture, and yoga. I mean, we do all these different interesting stretches in yoga, so I feel like my body has definitely been stretched over the years, but there are certain parts of my body that I'm very aware are tight, like my neck. Kind of like the part between my neck and my skull is always very tight from doing computer work, and my jaw from different dental things that I've had done over the years. So I can imagine what that would feel like to have that just instantly released. It would feel crazy because this is something I've lived with for years. So there are certain parts of your body that might be tight and you aren't even aware of it. And I think that's why it's important to do body scans and just like get in touch with your body a little bit more. It can be easy to just live with something and almost become unconscious to the fact that there is tightness within your body. We're likening it to, you know, when you see a dog with the wheels for legs, that's like so sweet because it's just like running along. It doesn't even realize that it has wheels for legs. A lot of us are that dog. We don't even know what's going on in our own bodies because we're not in tune with our bodies, and that the parts that are creaky, tense, where are we holding on to stress? And I think reflecting on this, when you're stressed out in a moment of anxiety, where are you feeling it build up? Are you crunching up your shoulders towards your neck? Are you furrowing your brow? Are you clenching your jaw? Are you feeling a tightness in your stomach? That's actually a good moment to tune in. It's a hard moment to tune in when you're feeling stress, anxiety, anger, but just noticing where that tension goes within your body is a great place to start identifying, because more often than not, that's a place of chronic tension, and that's the place that is actually causing you to be uptight in many different aspects of life.
Let's talk about that, what it means to be uptight. It's been difficult to live with me the past couple months. Let's be honest, like it hasn't been a joyride going through a traumatic injury, getting better, then I was set back again. And fortunately, now we're having some like actual relief because I've been so uptight. And I said to Samantha, it feels like, you know, take your hand and put it in a fist and hold it up towards the ceiling. Now press it up and then turn it uptight, right? That's what it feels like my whole being has been like during this whole experience. I haven't been in a structure that has allowed me to participate in this world in any type of meaningful way. It's been brutally hard, like brutally hard, harder than I've experienced ever recovering from something. It's because my whole body's been uptight, which has made my mind become more uptight than usual. I mean, it's affected me in so many ways. But then as I've been exploring what's been happening to me through the release of my hips and how so many traumas are stored in our hips, and just what you were saying about like how we carry our stresses and being aware of that. And sometimes we might be aware of it, but then what do? We just sort of brush it off. We're like, well, that's just the way it is. Like I'm the dog with the wheels. I'm just accepting this situation, but I have the ability to change it. But in order to change it, what does it require? Now I have to ask for help. Asking for help means medical opinions, and all of a sudden the fear sets in. Well, if I address that, what else am I going to have to address? But if you don't address it, you'll just live chronically in pain, possibly without even realizing it. More statistics I was looking at were about stretching. I mean, I have never been that flexible in my life. My mother's not that flexible. And I stretch, but I don't stretch to the lengths that you do in yoga. And now that I'm on a really intense stretching routine for the past couple months, I've started to realize that, you know, this is something that I'm going to have to implement a lot more. And then I started looking at what percentage of people are actually stretching, and maybe only 13% of Americans are stretching. So how much are we paying attention to our vessel, like truly paying attention to our vessel? And even if we are aware of what's going on, who do we go to seek for help? Because we can't handle situations like that on our own. It's a very, very complex, delicate tool that we exist in.
The body holds so much muscle memory. Like even if you don't think you're uptight or wound up in any way now, like think back in your history. Did you ever have an accident? Did you ever have some kind of body trauma? Or did you ever have an intense emotional trauma? Chances are that that is still part of your muscle memory and living somewhere within your body, unless you've done a ton of work to release it. So the body and the spirit are so intertwined, although they're very different objects, and the spirit can exist without the body, and kind of your spirit can grow and evolve. If your body is not also growing and evolving, it can hold you hostage. It can hold you stagnant and actually limit your own evolution as a being.
So what are some types of body work that have worked well for you in various different situations that you've gone through physical pain or just regular emotional trauma that we all experience in day-to-day life?
Well, like I was saying before, just doing body scans, I think, is a helpful place to start. So when you're meditating, tuning into each part of your body from the top of your head to your shoulders, to your abdomen, to your legs, to your feet, and really spending a good minute on each little part of your body, you know, your fingers, your toes, like tuning into the nuances and finding out where the creaks and the stagnation lies, I think is a really helpful exercise. And also, if you're not really used to meditation, I actually think body scan is a bit easier because it gives you something to focus on that's pretty tangible. And then also being aware of like when you get stressed out, where you hold on to things, where your body tenses up, and can you create in that moment some sort of a release? So whether it's like taking in a deep inhale and exhale, I like to do a lot of visualization of the stress leaving my body. So you could imagine, sometimes I'll imagine standing under a waterfall and letting that waterfall like wash away kind of all of the tension that lies within your body. That could be a helpful one to do. Or like you could visualize it evaporating from the place that you're noticing it being held. So breathing and visualization, I think, is a really, really helpful place to start.
And then for deeper body work, you mentioned your mother was a chiropractor. We do acupuncture together. What are the benefits that you get from these other treatments that some people might not have in their orbit of consciousness as something to go seek?
There's no one size fits all for body work. Like, it really depends on what works for you. So I would just get curious and experiment. That's kind of the best place to start. For some people, chiropractic might work. For others, OMT might be really great. For others, acupuncture. For others, like a massage once a month. But I think incorporating some kind of body work that's assisted at least once a month is a really important practice. And just making space for that in your budget. Of course, I know it can be expensive, but you can find providers that are through insurance that, you know, you just have to pay a copay. But for me, that's been really helpful because there are certain things you're not able to access by yourself, like you found with the OMT. There's no way you could have unlocked your hips on your own to that extent. So I definitely think that just being curious about what might work for you, the worst thing that happens is you don't like it. I know people get freaked out about acupuncture with needles and whatnot, but it's really not that scary. And if you can just keep an open mind, like, there's so many things to try. I know my mom swears by, like, cranial sacral therapy, which is people working with the cranium and the different energy fields. And that's like a very gentle practice that she's had a lot of success with. Personally, I went to someone and I didn't have like too much of a unlock from that. So I didn't really pursue that too much further. But usually you have to give something a few sessions too. I think it's like, give it a few sessions. If it helps you, keep doing it. If it doesn't, try something else.
I love being curious and also being cautious. Be cautious about where you're getting treatment. I was injured somewhere that was supposed to be helping me. And I think just being careful about what you're going into, making sure that you're aware of the risks, making sure that you're also informed of what type of commitment it's going to take to get the results. That's one thing with body work. It's the similar with work that we do on our mind. It's like we want to go on that yoga retreat and be healed from all of our worries, or we want to all of a sudden start going to like a stretching class or going to acupuncture and to feel enlightened or just completely opened after a couple sessions. And the truth is, it's a lifelong experience. The relationship that we have with our body, with our vessel, how we treat it, what we put into it, and how we make sure that can operate and function in a way that doesn't make it deteriorate too early and cause the latter part of our life or the moment right in front of you to be filled with unnecessary suffering. Thank you so much for joining in. Always remember you have a choice. Take an active role in your own evolution. Know your true self.